Welcome to Hearts of Fire. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Winter. I want to invite you to journey with me into the miraculous as we explore God's kind of faith and examine our new identity in Christ so we can be transformed into a heart of fire. Hello, my name is Aaron Winter, and I'm excited that you're listening to the podcast today. You know, my passion, the desires of my heart, the fires of desire from within me has always been to bring everyone to the place where they can experience God. For years, you know, I've been on this journey in pursuit of authentic revival, you know, genuine, authentic revival. That's been what drives me. Yet for many of us, we've become too familiar with the limitations of ourselves and the circumstances around us that we've now become restricted and unable to perceive the unlimited greatness of our God. It's as though our eyes are on other things and our affections are now being pulled in other directions. Before COVID, our lifestyles had become too comfortable, to the point where we had become dull and lacking conviction. Many of us went about our regular Sunday routine trying to fit Jesus into our lives rather than making Jesus our life. This is why many in the church have become shaken during these peculiar times. Something that I've discovered in our pursuit of authentic revival is that the gospel is not a gospel of accommodation, but a gospel of fire. The greatest enemy of the believer and the greatest enemy of faith and the most disgusting thing to God is someone who claims to be a believer, yet is lukewarm. God is real. He's not playing a religious game, and he expects us to be genuine and authentic. And you can tell when we treat faith like it's some kind of religious game by how we live out our lives. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, I know your deeds, that you were neither hot nor cold. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Jesus is so nauseated with the lukewarm believer that he will actually vomit out those who are passive and apathetic. He will spit them out. Jesus said, every branch that does not bear fruit will be cut off. You know, my dear friend, evangelist Daniel Kalenda says, the greatest danger the world faces is not radical Islam. It's lukewarm Christianity. It's time for some inward confrontation. In the book of Luke, Jesus speaks of a man that demonstrated real conviction, a man who made straight paths for him, that prepared the way so that Jesus could then demonstrate the power of God. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, it says this. It says, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John the Baptist. And Jesus said, what did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? And if not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. But what did you go out and see? A prophet? Yes, more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare the way. John the Baptist was a unique man that did not bow to the cultural traditions of the times. He preached by the shores of the Jordan River. Along these shores stood tall grass with beautiful, slender stems called reeds. In the morning, these reeds stood high, but in the heat of the day, they would sink down and droop. But in the cool of the evening, they would rise again. And with just a touch of a gentle breeze, they would shake and rattle in the wind. Tourists came for miles from the dry, desolate, desert places just to sit and watch the beauty of the rising and the shaking of these reeds, with the Jordan River as the backdrop. They came to be entertained, to forget about life's troubles, and to admire the beauty of the reeds. On the face of that seems so innocent. But knowing this, Jesus asked the question, did you really hear what John the Baptist is saying? Or were you too distracted by the beauty of the reeds? People, we are so easily distracted, especially with life's comforts. Our progress, our technological inventions, you know, they change the world. But we've become a culture that is now obsessed with their own creations. They've become the idols, the gods of the culture of the day. John the Baptist didn't bow to the cultural nuances of the day. He didn't live a comfortable life. He wore a shirt made of camel's hair, with the soft, comfortable side turned outwards, away from his skin, and with the prickly, bristles turned inward towards his body. Anyone who has rubbed their face against sandpaper has an idea of what I'm talking about. You know, the irritation of the camel's hair turned inward was visually a constant call to repentance. I mean, thus the lifestyle of John the Baptist served as a living testimony, a call, or a confrontation. Hallelujah. The people recognized the symbolic nature of his clothing because he was demonstrating it. And what Jesus was really saying to the people was, you know, our mental clothing, the way that we perceive things, the way that we understand things and think about things and dwell on things and meditate on things and dream about things, and the way that we live has become too comfortable for our spirit. We've become too comfortable with the easy way of living. People ask God to forgive them of their mistakes, but then they go on doing the same things. Repentance is change. And John's inner garment is the garment of constant repentance, of the continuous piercing, the prickling of the conscience, the prickling of the mind, and the exposing of every deception. Sometimes we like to believe in particular lies because they make us comfortable. We don't confront them because we like them, kind of like a pet. We don't like confrontation and we don't like change. We like to be accepted the way we are without requiring us to change. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent, they take it by force. What does this mean? It means the way of the kingdom is not passive. It's aggressive. Aggressive with the cutting off of anything that gets in the way between you and God. The world has this false notion that God is sitting up in heaven, totally aloof to all of the world's problems. However, nothing could be further from the truth. God so loved the world that he gave. And when he gave not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. But real salvation goes through the cross. And the cross is violent. Jesus paid the ultimate price by death on the cross. When the kingdom of God is within you, you are aggressive in your pursuit of him. This means death to self because you want God more than you want anything else. God doesn't share his throne with anyone or anything. God has no rivals. Today, we have an opportunity to remove everything that has become a substitute for God. Anything that you have believed is bigger and stronger than God, that thing has to go. The question now is, how much of him do you want? Are you content? Are you satisfied? Going through the motions of a dull existence, or do you want something more? Because God wants to see a remnant people with no compromise, with nothing hidden in the heart. This means no secrets, no pets. It's time to get real. Because God's desire is to see you clean and full of power. Because when the fire of God hits you, it's violent. When you have the fire of God, you become controversial. Your passions, the things that drive you, they're different. You see, Jesus was and still is controversial. When you are a true follower, when you belong solely to Him, controversy will follow you because you're filled with the passion for the truth. And the truth is a person. And if you know the truth, your voice will be like the one calling in the desert. How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow Him. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for Him. John the Baptist had this statement, "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. I baptize you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." When the fire of God is burning hot on the inside of you, there is a change of the heart, and it creates a straight path for the divine power of God to flow. The power of God, ultimately, is the essence of who He is. It's the manifestation of His person being demonstrated. It's the manifestation of His might and His ability. Now, let me ask you, what are you hungry for? Why did you tune into this podcast today? What are you after? Because if you dare to position your heart to say, "I don't care what it costs," then you could have as much of God as you want. 2,000 years ago, the people heard the voice of John the Baptist crying out, but they didn't get it. They missed their moment. When Jesus flipped the tables in the temple, it was a reflection of the heart, of the violent turning over of sin. It's time. It's our time to turn over our heart. This is the hour to get right with God. Years ago, I heard Dutch Sheets, he posed this question that I now pose to you today. Do you hear the sound of the Spirit say, "Come to me"? Do you want Him more than anything where nothing else matters? Where everything else has been brought down to a level where the loudest thing you hear is the voice of God saying, "Come, come, come." Because when the fire of God touches you, it won't be just a one-time experience. It'll be who you are. This is such a powerful message. I feel the fire of the anointing even now as I'm releasing it over this broadcast. The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." In just a moment, maybe even now, the power of God is going to come into the airwaves, and it's going to move into the room where you are now listening. And if this message, if what I'm saying is speaking to you right now, I want you to lift up your hands. You know who you are because the Spirit of God has been stirring your heart through this broadcast. And for some of you, this means that, God is cleaning house. And for others, you want fresh fire. You want fresh passion. The change of desires. You're looking for more of God. You're hungry for Him and His presence. And yet, for others, you're going to get filled with fresh power that comes from the fire. But you must still be willing to surrender so that He may then live on the inside of you. I'm here doing this broadcast today because God has me on an assignment for those who are listening that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I'm here on an assignment with a divine directive to carry out the fulfillment of a God-ordained mandate to bring the fire of God's holiness back to the church. Hallelujah. Check your heart. Prepare it and season it. Check the temperature so that you can receive the fire right now. Hallelujah. Father, for those that are listening, I pray right now that you would release the holy fire of your Holy Spirit to those that are sacrificial vessels, to those that are yielding and surrendering, to those that are giving 100%. They aren't letting anything, any idol get in the way between you and them. I pray right now, Lord God, that you would send your fires from heaven and consume the sacrifice right now through the broadcast, through the airwaves right now. Release the fire. Release the presence. Release the glory, the fire of the Lord Jesus to consume that holy vessel right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. And I give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
Thank you for listening to the Hearts of Fire podcast. I have been your host, Dr. Aaron Winter. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel. We hope that through this podcast that you experience God in a real and tangible way through media, products, conferences, and evangelistic campaigns. Our heartbeat is to bring everyone to the place of encounter. If you've been blessed by this ministry, we would like to encourage you to pray and ask God about becoming a monthly partner or sowing a single one-time gift into the ministry. Your generous financial support empowers us to accomplish this mission of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ so that others can experience God. Visit us online today at www.heartsoffireintl.com. That's www.heartsoffireintl.com. Or you can give directly through Cash App at $HeartsOfFire. Thanks again for listening to Dr. Aaron Winter on the Hearts of Fire podcast.